Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In light of the current crisis in Greece, some voices have been heard to the effect that the euro is now a thing of the past that's going to be abolished, and that pretty soon the European countries will go back to their individual national currencies. And especially here in the United States, you have been hearing this kind of scenario expressed in some papers. And I sometimes get the feeling that it's more like wishful thinking that's hoped to happen so that the dollar is going to become or maintain to be the most important currency in the world. However, according to biblical prophecy and according to the facts, that is not going to happen. And the realization is sinking in that the euro is here to stay. Let me read to you from an article in Der Spiegel Online, a German magazine dated March 12, which says, "Nobody in Germany believes there is any danger to the euro's long-term survival." In the Financial Times Deutschland, German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble writes in a signed editorial, "There is no alternative to the monetary union. The euro has established itself as the second most important currency in the world." In a related article, the magazine goes on to say, "Many now feel vindicated, including Harvard professor Martin Feldstein, a prophet of the euro's demise for many years. But such considerations are naive. It's possible that the euro was indeed introduced too soon, but that is by no means an argument to abolish it prematurely. It is clear that a fracture in the monetary union would not just be a political disgrace, but also an economic catastrophe. For 10 years, European businesses and banks have become accustomed to a uniform European basis of calculation. Reversing it would trigger economic disruptions so severe that the Greek crisis pales by comparison." Now, this opinion is pretty much supported by other commentaries. Here is a statement by Reuters, which said earlier this month, "The most improbable option is that a country might be tempted to walk away from the eurozone. The price of a euro exit would be enormous in devaluation, extra borrowing costs, diplomatic isolation, unemployment, loss of purchasing power, and at least short-term loss of investment. Strikingly, there is no serious discussion of this in Greece or other euro states under pressure." But then it goes on to say something very remarkable. "Debate about temporary or permanent exits from the euro is largely confined to countries and people who opposed monetary union all along and forecast it would end in tears." But again, what we are seeing is now that a certain power emerges in Europe, becoming more and more the leader. And of course, that power is Germany. Listen to this statement in the article by Reuters. "A two-class eurozone has been a reality since 2004, when EU budget discipline rules applied more strictly to small countries were suspended, then rewritten to avoid sanctions against France and Germany after they repeatedly breached the deficit limits. The Greek crisis has strengthened that trend. Any financial support for Greece is likely to be an ad hoc arrangement, with Germany calling the shots as Europe's de facto lender of last resort." And I might add, Europe's de facto leader of last resort. Because there's more going on behind the scenes, which many don't realize. The German magazine The Local had this to say on March 15. "Germany has doubled its arms exports over the last 5 years, making it the world's third largest weapons dealer after the United States and Russia." And that's just Germany. So if you look at all the European countries combined, you will find that Europe has become the world's largest weapons dealer, even topping the United States or Russia. And while this is going on, while the biblical prophecies are being fulfilled that Europe will rise in these last days as the most important and most influential power bloc, the United States of America is going down. We observe in front of our very eyes and before our very eyes the demise of the United States of America. And that's also something the Bible has prophesied would happen. Let me read to you from Der Spiegel Online an article dated March 15. And this article was published around the same time when the Telegraph over there in England said, that Mr. Obama has reached the end of his road. And here's the article by Der Spiegel saying, Obama can hardly count on gaining the support of allies, partly because he doesn't pay much attention to them. The American president doesn't have a single strong ally among European heads of state. And even Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, who is kind of supportive of Mr. Obama, shrinks back when it comes to European interests. And apart from that, the European, or I should say the German, government is in great disarray. And who knows how long Mrs. Merkel is still going to be in power. But the article here goes on to say, Obama continues to stand alone on the world stage, simply or seemingly without a goal, and oceans removed from achieving a solution to the toxic Middle East conflict. The Palestinians no longer trust him, and the Israelis don't take him seriously. And then we have an interesting article by Scotland's The Sunday Herald, which wrote on March 14, hundreds of powerful U.S. bunker buster bombs are being shipped from California to the British island of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean in preparation for a possible attack on Iran. There has been speculation that the U.S. military is preparing for such an attack should diplomacy fail to persuade Iran not to make nuclear weapons. But then the article goes on to severely criticize this move, saying that this would be a devastating move by the United States to do that. Now, if the United States should attack Iran, that battle is going to be lost at the home front much earlier than it is going to be lost in the real war, because the American people won't support it. America has lost its sense of power and its pride of power. And what we are seeing is the United States of America on a continued downfall, while Europe is continuously rising. All of this has been prophesied. And if you want to know more about what is going on in the world today and why, and what the immediate future holds, I encourage you to go to our website, standingwatch.org. One word, standingwatch.org. We have published many booklets talking about world events in the light of biblical prophecy, and also other articles and booklets which have to do with our Christian way of living. So thanks very much for watching, and until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.